Giving blessings to others. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "It is one of the most beautiful compensations of this life that no man can sincerely try to help another without helping himself." Scientists have spent millions of dollars to research whether prayer has a statistical measurable effect upon those who are ill. Although these kinds of experiments are tricky due to uncontrollable variables, many of them do indicate some beneficial effect of prayer upon an ill person, even if that person doesn't know whether they're in the group being prayed for or the group not being prayed for. Of course, one can assume that even patients who are in the group not being officially prayed for by research assistants probably still had loved ones praying for them. This variable is one example of the uncontrollable elements that can throw a cog into scientific studies of spiritual phenomena. Nevertheless, the generally positive data on the efficacy of prayer suggests that you have a lot more power to give blessings than you may realize. Even if you don't have enough money or medical knowledge to help someone in need, you can still give blessings through your power of prayer. You can even give blessings to others in the secret, sacred space of your heart without anyone knowing. Now, if you were to realize your own power and give prayers and blessings to the world, and if every other person did the same, just imagine what a paradise this world would be. Spirituality in Action. This exercise can help you explore your ideas about bestowing blessings. Practice walking around town or a shopping mall for an hour, imagining that you have the power to give blessings to anyone you choose. Who do you bless? Why? Because they look happy? Because they look troubled? Because they smile at you? This exercise is an opportunity to explore your concepts about who you believe deserves blessings and also to consider whether some of those concepts may be blocking you from receiving all the blessings you deserve. A good way to go is to bless everyone, including yourself.